Welcome back to Two Footed Tackles. My name is Rahul, and as always, Sachin is with me. Sachin, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. Not so well, actually, after a performance against Young Boys. But otherwise, good weekend. Had lots of alcohol to forget it. How are things with Young Boys, Rahul?
Very good, very good. I think from a football perspective, as a fan, I'm extremely happy. Chelsea have had a fantastic start of the season, I think, in all competitions. But we're going to dive into it, Sachin. And there's a lot of football that's happened since the start of the season. But arguably, the biggest tournament, the Champions League, kicked off recently. And as you mentioned, disappointing start for United and a few upsets here and there. But what we wanted to do today is just go through the different groups, the eight groups, and just see what we can expect. Maybe give you guys our predictions. But Sachin, when you're ready, let's dive straight into it and get started with the Champions League.
Absolutely, I think this episode is going to be like a Champions League review, like you said, because there are eight really good groups, and like every season, Champions League is a tournament where every fan looks forward to. So,
yeah.
So Rahul, let's start with Group A then.
Yeah, Group A. I think big news: Messi joining PSG. Obviously, we spoke about that, but obviously, it brings a lot to that team that already had so much to give. And Sachin, what do you expect from that group? It is a tough group, one of the toughest groups, arguably, in this season's Champions League. Man City, PSG, Leipzig, and also, you know, Bruges, who will want to give a tough fight themselves. What do you think is going to be the outcome, or what is your prediction for this group?
Yeah, so I feel that this group is a very competitive group, and there's a star-studded group between just City and Paris. I think Paris Saint-Germain is going to be... There's a lot of quality there. But I actually saw Club Brugge playing the other day, and they look good. So, but the prediction for this group, I mean, it's going to be a coin toss between Paris and City. But I think City are more like a team, and I think PSG will still find that bit of time to gel. So for me, City top the group with PSG as second. What about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same lines. I think you absolutely spot. Are going to take some time, and I think my prediction is it's going to be much tighter for Paris to qualify even in that second position. I think Leipzig and, as you mentioned, Bruges are not pushovers in any way. I think City are going to run away with the group undoubtedly, but it'll be a tough fight. But I think PSG are going to edge it at the end, and with Leipzig and Bruges just missing out.
Just to mention to Leipzig, see, they've lost their centre back, they've lost their manager. So they're going to take...
And their captain. They and lost the captain. Sabitzer to Bayern again. Yeah.
So,
tough one, but I think it's going to be a tight group, no doubt. And I think PSG will do very, very well to come out of that and qualify for the next stage.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next group, I personally think this is one of the toughest groups, or the toughest group of death, if you'd like. Yeah. In this season's Champions League. Atletico Madrid, semi-finalist last year, I think, or quarter-finalist, I think. Quarter-finalist. Yeah,
quarter-finalist, not, yeah.
Liverpool, obviously, we know the quality that they bring. Porto, semi-finalist, sorry. And AC Milan, who have come back after the 7-8 years or even more of missing out on Champions League. So, just watching that first set of games, you knew it was going to be tough. You knew every match that happens in this group is going to be extremely tight. And we saw that in both those games. What do you expect? Who do you think is going to come out?
I just feel that Simeone's best quality is his adaptability and his tactical know-how. And he changes this side every time and still manages to get the best out of them. So for me personally, I would say Atletico tops his group. And... I think Liverpool is going to be easy second, and maybe third, Milan. I don't think there's going to be a lot of surprises. It's going to be a very competitive group from the outside, but I still think these two are probably going to run away, is what I feel.
I disagree slightly. Like, my opinion is a little different. I think Liverpool will be runaway winners of this group. I think attacking wise, especially if they don't succumb to injuries like they did last season, I think they are a phenomenal starting 11, if you like, and I think they're going to run away with the group. I think second spot is actually going to be really tight. Atletico Madrid, while defensively very sound, I think attacking wise, even though they've gotten Griezmann and Suarez up front, it's going to be a little tough for them. And I think gut feeling, AC Milan are going to run away with that second spot with Atletico Madrid just missing out. I could
That's
be very
interesting.
wrong. Yeah, exactly. And I could be very wrong.
Yeah,
But
no.
that's my prediction. Moving on to the next group, Group C,
This is a talent
Sporting
pool. I mean,
Talent Pool. That's
it's
a perfect way to
basically
put
look at our players in the Champions League. Come and buy them.
it. No, I think it's spot on over there. Like Sporting, you've seen obviously Cristiano Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes, and players like this coming through. Nani as well, I think. Borussia Dortmund, I can go on for years with the
It's
talent
just
pool.
like a machine, aren't they? I mean, just like a talent machine. Buy them cheap, sell them like crazy money. Perfect model in terms of a talent
Yeah.
building club.
Yeah. And I think the definition of youth talent, of building youth talent is Ajax.
Max.
They've given us some of the best talented footballers in the world to date. And they're like almost like a talent factory, if you'd like. They keep
This
producing new
group.
talent.
This group is very exciting. All these games, I don't think I would want to miss this group's game because it's going to be some real talent on show. And also, it's going to be like quick young players with pace, trickery, football. It's going to be a group to watch some good football.
Yeah, and just moving back to predictions, I think with Haaland, who has a fantastic record in the Champions League, especially apart from other competitions, I think with him and players like Jude Bellingham, I think Dortmund will top the group. It's looked very, very, very impressive in their first game against Sporting. I think 4 goals for Sebastian Haller. So you have to expect a lot from Ajax as well. So I think they will finish second with Sporting and Besiktas just missing out.
Yeah, I think I
What do
agree
you
with
think?
your prediction there because I don't think it's very difficult to spot this. So it's BVB Dortmund first, and then second would be Ajax.
Yeah, I think so too. And moving on, maybe not the toughest group, but exciting group. Inter Milan, Real Madrid, obviously they played each other last season as well, with Inter Milan actually getting knocked out of the Europa League and missing out. Shakhtar Donetsk was actually also in that league, also in that group, sorry. So three teams from last season, and very exciting debutants in the Champions League. Had a
Yes.
fantastic opening game. They beat
Very good game.
Shakhtar 2-0. Sheriff, the Moldovan team, making their Champions League debut. Sachin, what are you expecting from a team that you know close to nothing about?
Nothing about. So we'll be learning as we go because I don't think any most fans won't know a lot about Sheriff. They're a Moldovan club. It's their Champions League debut. This first time they're playing in this tournament. So but it's also in a way it's good because you don't know these teams what they're going to expect from Sheriff because they haven't
Yeah.
seen them how to play. So but I would still say apart from Moldovan's debut in this group doesn't excite me at all for some reason. Because Madrid are not what they used to be. I'm not saying they are like really bad, but they just don't. And with Come on, with Inter Milan, it's being picked apart. There's no Conte, there's no Lukaku, there's no Hakimi. So this group is like a dull group for me. I would be okay to miss these group league games. I'd be okay.
Who do you think? I think it's pretty clear that it is going to be either Inter Milan or Real Madrid who's going to battle out for first. But there's no doubt that it has to be these two teams who qualify.
I
Shakhtar,
think. I just think that maybe with the addition of Camavinga, maybe you would help them somewhere. And then Benzema just, is like evergreen. He scores every season. So maybe because of that, I would say probably Madrid wins this group.
yeah. May make sense, and we won't spend too much time on a very unexciting group as you mentioned. Moving on to the next one, Barcelona's fans' nightmare, not only to come into the Champions League without Messi, but But to go up against Bayern Munich, who absolutely destroyed them in the first game, 3-0 without a shot on target for Barcelona, it has to be extremely embarrassing.
And they have embarrassed them before in the past. So it's just
7-2, 8-2, I think, in the recent
8-2, I think. Yeah.
And Benfica and Kiev, the other two teams in the league. Do you think Barcelona can miss out? Do you think they have it in them?
I think I feel this group is open for the second spot. First spot, come on, I don't think we have to ever argue. So Bayern takes the first spot. But second spot, my gut is telling me Barcelona may not finish in the second.
I have to agree, because I do not think Barcelona have it in them this season.
Depay is playing some really good football, but it still may not be enough for them to.
I think here's the thing with Barcelona, right? And you said yes, Depay has done very well in the recent past, but a team like Barcelona, they relied so heavily on a player like Messi, and I don't think Depay is that level, obviously. And I don't think he can carry a team like Barcelona.
That's true.
I have to agree. I don't think they're going to have it in them to make it to the next round. Benfica and Kiev have to jump at this opportunity to know that Barcelona have weak spots and just go ahead and
if there was target that time. If there was ever a good time to beat Barcelona, I mean, this is the season. I mean, for Benfica and Dynamo Kiev, I think it'll be
a great opportunity for either. I think Benfica are going to edge them and finish in second spot, but Barcelona will have to do really, really, really well to even challenge them for that second spot, I think. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But moving on to the next group, Sachin. I'll let you take lead on this.
So Group G. I could probably quickly go out for a stroll and come back, because this group is...
I think we missed out on the United group. I think F is who's next. United.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry. Missed out on the F group. Villarreal, Manchester United, Atlanta and Young Boys. So
not an easy group. Not an easy group by any stretch of the imagination. I think the only team that I would have said that, you know, would have easy to beat were Young Boys. Obviously, not the case as you saw.
We're familiar with the coach because he did coach Huddersfield in the Premier League. Yeah. So we know his teams don't just lie down on their belly. I mean, they will fight for the point. So, and we saw that. So they're a good team. So on paper, if I have to predict, yes, Manchester United should be qualifying.
Is it almost on the level that they have to now?
I think they have to.
Regardless of that, it'd be embarrassing.
I just have to say this one point that, you know, it's all about, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo coming back to the club and stuff. And I know people don't get to see the other side of it, but I just want to leave a point saying that, you know, there are these rape allegations on this.
Yeah.
And I don't, but it has to be put out there because these things are important. So just putting it out.
And you know, while he might be one of the best footballers, if not the best footballer, arguably, to ever play on a football pitch.
Yeah.
Ghosts of his past have come back to haunt him, but he keeps.
But it's his own doing. Yeah. So I feel. Yeah. In a proper world, in a just world, he should be behind the bus. Currently, we don't have the powers to put him behind the bus. This is just a podcast. So, this is just our opinion. But, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, strong words and appreciative words coming from a United fan, obviously, on this touchy topic, as many United fans have said so.
Yeah, it's almost like you can't say it. I mean...
Because he's Ronaldo. Anyways, coming back to the football, your predictions for this group, Sachin, considering what has happened in that first game.
I hope that we qualify as the first team in this group, followed by, I think, Villarreal, I think, or maybe Atlanta. Either one. Difficult to call.
I think, you know, while Young Boys did play very well in that first game, I think it was probably a one-off kind of thing. So, I agree. Manchester United, absolutely no doubt in my mind, have to finish first in that group. Villarreal, Atlanta, both very good teams to watch, especially Atlanta. I love watching them, very attacking team.
I think one point I would want to mention about Atlanta is the way it's just a very dynamic formation they keep playing around. It's a very interesting. Maybe we could do it in another episode based just highlighting how the way Atlanta plays.
Exactly. So I think my predictions for this group, United, and I think Villarreal just have it in them with Lopetegui, you know, just going to take them to the next stage, undoubtedly. So I think they're going to trump Atlanta to that. Moving on to the next group, and this is one group that we said is probably the most open group in the Champions League. We don't have a big name, if you'd like, and air quotes on that. Lille, champions of France, by the way, beating PSG. Fuck you, Pochettino, you useless fucker. strange one, but Lille are champions of France.
But picked apart. But again, this is a side which is picked apart. You've taken some of their players. The manager is not there anymore. I find they'll struggle. Sevilla, we know what Mr. Good Evening can do. So
yes, very, very good evening. But I think Sevilla look the strongest team in this group. But don't count out Salzburg, even though they've made it just qualified through the you know, that last stage of qualification.
Yeah.
I think they're a very young, exciting team, and they always bring in new talent, just like the Sportings and the Dortmund and the Ajax, similar on a similar line.
Yeah, I agree. The model actually similar.
Yeah. Haaland and, you know, Minamino and players like this in the recent past have come through there. So I think you can't write them off. So I think Sevilla should be top in that group. Yeah. Wolfsburg, another interesting. They had a good season in the Bundesliga.
And they've started really well with Van Bommel as the manager, if I'm correct.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And he's so far they've done well. So I would probably say Wolfsburg for the second, I would say.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And I think you're spot on. Lille are going to struggle a bit.
Yeah.
Because of the players that they've lost, the manager they've lost, as you mentioned. So, very open group. You can't really predict and say, you know, spot on this team is going to win or get first place or second place, stuff like that. But it'll be interesting to watch who finishes up in that group. And finally, the last group. Interesting group for a Chelsea fan. Obviously, the big name apart from Chelsea is definitely Juventus.
Juventus, but they're doing really bad. So far.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Not only, you know, losing a player like Ronaldo, but also I think they're in a similar transition stage. Maybe not as bad as Barcelona are at the moment, but transitioning stage for them. I don't know, and along with Zenit and Malmo and Chelsea, obviously, I think they have to consider themselves favourites to come out of this group, if not in second place even. I think with the way Chelsea have started the season, as United, as I said, for United also, they have to finish top of this group.
Yeah.
Especially the problems Juventus are going through, we'll do very poorly to not finish even second place. So my prediction for this is Chelsea absolutely must finish top of this group. And I think it's pretty straightforward that Juve will grab the second place. I don't think Zenit and Malmo are really going to push Juventus over there, but you never know what's going to happen. But I think Chelsea, Juventus for me.
Chelsea for me, definitely. I think they're favourites and they are the current Champions League winners. So they have the experience. They've done it before. I think they're going to have a very strong CL campaign.
Interesting stat though, coming your way. The last time Chelsea won the Champions League in 2012 and 2013, they were put in the same group as Juventus. And they lost that group. They finished third, went to Europa, won Europa, obviously. But
yeah,
that was the worst. That was till date the worst defensive performance by any team in Champions League history. For any Champions League title holder.
Did not know that. Oh, by the way, it just came to me that Malmo is one of the places where Zlatan Ibrahimovic played, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. He was actually youth at Malmo before he went to Ajax. That's his hometown club also, right, by the way.
So my prediction would be Chelsea claiming the top spot. Second spot, I'm going to leave it open. I'm not going to say Juve because I think it's going to be between the three.
Yeah. tough call over there, I think. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Great Champions League season to look forward to. Sachin, before we wrap up, who do you think has to win, or do you think is going to win the
Champions League? Oh God, this is a tough one. If I have to just go with my gut, I would probably say, okay, I'm going to say the final. I don't think I have a clear winner here. So I think it's going to be Chelsea again in the final. This is just out of the bag, okay? And I don't even want, I'm sure no one will ever see this, but just hopeful. And it's just my gut. It can be absolutely wrong. But I see like a Chelsea United final. I don't know why.
The last time that happened, I ended up in tears. So
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I just feel like it's a Chelsea United final.
I think it's finally going to be Man City and Pep's here. I think they came very close last season. I think they'll just be a little more hungrier this time around. But I think Bayern Munich and City are my
that's a good pick.
To finish the season as finalist and with City winning. So, anyways, that's our predictions. It was as I said, it's going to be a great season for the Champions League as well as the Premier League and all the other leagues in Europe. So we're really looking forward to it, and we will come up with more Champions League content throughout the season. But this was fun, Sachin.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah, moving away from the Premier League. We'll be back to the Premier League, by the way, next episode. So looking forward to that. And yeah, I think that should wrap up this episode.
Yeah, it's Saturday, so guys, have a couple of beers, chill, watch some football, and we'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sachin and Rahul signing off. Two for the Tackles, episode 2, season 2. We'll be back next episode. See you guys. Bye-bye. Cheers.